Elmunds Roman Villa. The Elmunds Roman Villa is 12 kilometres from Tarragona and 1.5 kilometres southeast of Altafulla's city centre, and can be reached by private car. The area around Tarroco was organised into small properties for agricultural and livestock rearing purposes as of the 2nd century BC. With time, however, they became large estates and the small plots disappeared to give way to villas, including the Elmunds Villa. The first recording of Elmunds came from scholar Leopold Descartes in the 16th century. But until 1905, there were no other records. In that year, a treasure of 600 denarios from the 3rd century were discovered. A few years later, around 20 graves were discovered. In any case, it was not until 1948 and 1953 that the first serious action was taken on the site. The great period of excavations, however, took place between 1967 and 1973, when a large extension of the site was excavated, including all of the so-called lower baths and beach thermae. Later on, the site was purchased and closed, and it was declared a historical artistic monument in 1979. The villa is also part of the archaeological ensemble of Tarroco, recognised as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The villa is thought to have been founded at the end of the 1st century, before our era, in the era of the Emperor Augustus, and was constantly occupied until the 3rd century. At the end of that century, there was a widespread fire which destroyed it. In spite of this, there are records to show that it was partially reoccupied between the 4th and 7th centuries. Without doubt, the villa's most magnificent era was the 2nd century, an era which boasts a large collection of statues and architectural items recovered in the archaeological excavations, displayed in Tarragona's National Archaeological Museum. The discovery of a bronze stamp with the name Caius Valerius Avitus is significant. An inscription painted on a wall again alludes to this individual and his wife Faustina. For this reason, we know the name of the owner of this luxurious villa at the time of its peak magnificence. This archaeological collection can be accessed from the Welcome Centre, which offers visitors all of the information available to enable them to contextualise the Elmunds Villa in relation to Tarroco and the models for occupancy and use of the land surrounding the cities in Roman times. It also displays a selection of the materials recovered in various excavation campaigns undertaken on this collection. As you enter the archaeological area, to the right are the so-called lower baths, and to the left, the villa's residential part. Head first towards the highest part of the hill, going north. You will pass by an excavated area and come to another area which is yet to be excavated. The visible structures are joined around a large L-shaped ambulatory which opens towards the east. It is thought that this would frame a garden area, for which items have survived, including a nymphorium. All of the walls of the buildings are constructed in strictly orthogonal formation, with the exception of some items which close the north side, wall with an apse and tanks, and are highly conditioned by the topography of the land. We will begin our description with the remains found further north, which limit the villa to a place where the slope is quite accentuated. A large rectangular-shaped tank particularly stands out, with four cavities around the outside which were probably related to farming purposes. Another store a little further south, called La Tartana, the cart, had the same function, although it is now isolated from the other constructions. Just a little distance away, there is a large quadrangular room surrounded by a passageway, which had the remains of a polychrome mosaic, which has been very poorly preserved. In this area, the head of Aphrodite, or Hera, found in 1988, stands out. Around 10 meters towards the southeast, a collection of areas begin which have never been studied in depth, among which it is worth highlighting a concrete wall and a rectangular enclosure on a deeper level, partly built inside a storehouse, which was covered by a reinforced concrete vault with arches, for which the first versoirs, wedge-shaped stones, remain. This can be accessed by a staircase, which still remains. If you continue southeast on a lower level, there is a large rectangular room which has been partly excavated in the rock and is surrounded by a second and third wall. This room, with the roof access, would have been the punishment or prison cell, ergastula. Around 12 meters away, there is a tank built inside a front room, a reform undertaken by Caius Valerius Avitus and his wife Faustina. The central setting to which the villa was joined is an L-shaped corridor which measures approximately 30 by 20 meters in length. The longer section is covered by a large polychrome mosaic measuring some 150 meters squared. This corridor leads to a series of rooms which have been very well preserved, depicting mural paintings which were excavated in recent years. At the point where the corridor turns, there are three rooms which are surfaced with mosaics which have been extracted and are now displayed with copies. The most important of these is the largest, measuring 8 by 10.70 meters, identified as a drawing room or dining room. Oesis. In the northeast of these three luxurious rooms, a small section has been excavated which belongs to the rural part of the villa, where there was an area with an oil press counterweight, used as a torcalarium. Then walk towards the south to come to a building which is now disconnected from the rest of the Roman villa, the so-called Lower Thermae. This consists of a set of some 20 rooms which have been completely excavated, and were used for the baths, of which the Romans were great enthusiasts. As you know, the ritual began with the first stage of sweat baths, like our saunas, followed by hot water baths and finally cold water baths. To the left are the rooms which were used for sunbathing. To the right you will find the hot water rooms, and in the north are those which were the cold water rooms. It is worth highlighting the exceptionality of these thermae, not only because of their size, but also because of the luxury they boasted. Most of the surfaces were made of polychrome mosaics with geometrical themes or marble slabs. Many walls were coated with marble plates of various kinds and colors, and several fountains and sculptures decorated the various rooms and swimming pools. The last collection is also worth highlighting, the beach thermae, situated on the eastern side of the Alta Fulla beach, which is now disconnected from the closed archaeological enclosure and are free to access. They were built using the cliff to their advantage, and they are now in poor condition because the sea covers part of their structures. Of these thermae, we only have one large rectangular room, measuring 7 meters in width, with two steps which surround the enclosure, linked to two small apses which would have contained semicircular swimming pools. The room would have been covered with a reinforced concrete vault with arches, for which many voices can be seen on the ground. Its interior was covered with marble. The markings still remain in the concrete. In the south, the remains of a smaller room can be seen. Finally, to the east of the villa and outside of the archaeological enclosure, there is a large Roman quarry, and it is likely that all of the stone used in the construction work came from here. In short, these are the remains of one of the most significant Roman villas in Catalonia, in light of both the grandeur of the architectural ensemble and the wealth of the surfaces, sculptures, and architectural materials in general.